This is Mark Strassman, reporter with American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Franklin Sands, who's a state representative in Florida, about embryonic stem cell research. Welcome to Utopia Media's American Politics Today.
Thank you, Mark.
Why don't you tell us first what part of Florida you represent in the legislature there?
I represent the cities of Weston, Plantation, and Sunrise. That is parts of each of those cities.
And what, where along the within Florida is that exactly?
That would be located in southeast Florida, in Broward County.
Okay. And how long have you been a representative?
I've been a this is my first term, actually my first session. Last year was my first session. I'm coming back this year as still a freshman.
Okay. What did you do before you got into this line of work?
I was retired.
Oh, okay. And before that?
And before that, I was a in business. I had my own business and worked for a public corporation. I was in the jewelry business and selling jewelry in various different ways.
And you're a longtime Floridian?
About 23 years.
Okay. Speaking of timetables, what's the situation vis-a-vis the announcement that you made about introducing some legislation to deal with embryonic stem cell research? What's the timetable? Is the legislature in session now? When are you going to introduce the legislation
and
so on?
Well, the legislation, when I made the announcement, the legislation was being had been sent up to what we call bill drafting. And bill drafting are the folks who work in Tallahassee who look at the bill and put it in good order.
So that's
so it's being reviewed right now.
So there is no text yet to look at?
Oh, no, no, there is text. There's absolute text to it.
Oh, okay.
And we've totally written the bill.
Oh, okay.
But we just are having them review it for technical errors, et cetera.
So we get a copy of that and post it?
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as it comes out, the way the process works, Mark, is that we give the bill in to them, they do what they want to do to it, then we have an opportunity to revise it.
Okay. And tell us, if you can, what the major provisions of this bill are going to be.
Okay. The bill, I would, first of all, to answer the last part of your question, I expect you'll be able to see the bill early part of September.
Okay.
Okay. And what the bill actually does is, we call it, by the way, the Florida Biomedical Research and Quality of Life Act.
Okay. Let's say that one more time.
Florida Biomedical Research and Quality of Life Act.
Okay.
Okay, and what that does is several things. Number one, it sets up a biomedical research fund.
Okay.
Okay, and it would allocate $15 million a year from the general revenue, and it would also give the opportunity to public and private folks to make contributions into the fund in way of grants, gifts, donations. It also would allow us to access the National Institute of Health for grants.
Okay, would it set up some kind of administrative institution to monitor or coordinate
Definitely.
The granting of funding?
Definitely. It would set up two committees. The first committee would be the Biomedical Research Advisory Committee.
Right.
And the purpose of that committee would be to review the applications for the grant dollars, to investigate the financial benefits to the state, and then to award grants.
Okay. Could I just ask you to speak up a little louder? We'll get
Certainly.
A better sound. Yeah.
Sorry about
it's
that.
It's okay. Okay, so it'll set up a biomedical...
Research Advisory Committee.
Right.
And their purpose would be to investigate the financial benefits to the state of the application, review the application for the grant money, and then award the grants.
Okay, and where would the membership of this advisory committee come from?
Well, there would be seven members, as we currently will be proposing or have proposed it. One would be the secretary of the Department of Health, and then there would be appointees, two by the governor, one by the president of the Senate, one by the Speaker of the House, and one each by the minority leaders in the House and Senate.
Okay.
Okay, and those committee members would have to have experience in academic research, bioethics, public-private sector research, finance and financial investments. So we wanted them to not just be a group of good folks, but good folks with some knowledge on the issue.
Okay.
Then the second committee would be the Biomedical Research and Ethics Oversight Committee.
Right.
And that, too, would have seven members appointed in pretty much the same way. And their purpose would be to ensure adherence to ethical and safety guidelines that would be laid out by the just published standards and federal guidelines that were instituted by the National Institute of Health.
Right.
Okay, and then, you know, their experience, of those members would have to be in the area of scientific implications and different types of knowledge.
And what would the relationship between the advisory committee and the oversight committee be? Who'd be in charge of whom?
Well, the secretary of the Department of Health would be in charge of both of them.
Okay.
Okay, so he would really be the key person for this.
Okay.
And they would act as a conduit for the funding as well. It would go through the Department of Health.
All right.
But then there's also another segment to it, and that has to do with the research that would be permitted under this bill.
Right.
Okay, which is another issue. First of all, there would be research done by adult stem cells, which basically would be the umbilical cord bone marrow type of thing, and then there would be the research done by the embryonic stem cells. Now, the embryonic stem cells that we're talking about in the bill,
right,
are those embryonic stem cells that would be otherwise discarded after in vitro fertilization programs.
And would that affect essentially, these are embryos that have been created as part of the in vitro fertilization process, but
correct,
were never implanted in a woman.
That were never implanted in the woman, and that these would have to be donated by written authorization and informed consent by the folks involved.
Would you envision that as being limited to only the embryos that meet those requirements that are currently resident in Florida, or from anywhere?
There's no limit on where they would be able to.
So someone in Georgia, Spain, or
absolutely,
California who wanted to contribute those,
absolutely,
embryos could do so.
As long as it meets those guidelines.
Okay. And
could you,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Matt. Could you take this call, please? David, I'm fine. Could you hold on just 1 second and explain to me what's going on? Mark, I'm sorry. That was a call I was waiting for all day. I apologize.
That's okay. Do you want to take it?
No. Go ahead. Matt is
okay.
Handling it.
Okay. So you were saying,
that the stem cells could come from wherever they would come from, as long as we can certify the fact that they were used for in vitro fertilization were no longer required, and the folks who had them would be able to consent to them. The thing that is prohibited,
right,
is the sale or purchase of any of these embryos.
So while they need to contribute them with informed consent, they can't
There's
be
no
paid.
Trafficking.
They
That's
can't
correct.
Be paid by anybody.
That is correct.
For
There'll
that.
Be no financial gain.
Okay.
And no trafficking. This also, the bill will also specifically provide a ban on human cloning. You know, we must be very sensitive to the issues that are brought up by people who have moral issues with cloning, and we're trying to address them as well.
Okay. Speaking of moral issues, the moral issues seem to extend on some people's part to using embryos that have been created in vitro fertilization that have been contributed with the permission of the people
and
who created
is,
them and without financial
that
benefit.
That is correct. And to that, I have two retorts. The
okay.
first one is, while the folks are taking issue with the fact that these embryos that would otherwise be destroyed, and with it the hopes and dreams of people who suffer from diseases such as Alzheimer's and diabetes would also be destroyed, yet there's no public outcry by these folks when these very same identical embryos are put in the garbage.
Do you have any statistics about how many of these excess embryos exist in Florida now and
actually,
the rate at which they may be being destroyed now?
Actually, my understanding is that there are approximately 400,000.
Nationwide?
Nationwide. I don't know specifically what is in Florida, but
okay.
I do not know the rate of destruction.
Okay.
I've never issued that. And you know, these folks, to the folks that are that say that they are, you know, against stem cell research on moral grounds, I'm not so sure that they really understand the issues. Because to those folks, I would always ask a single question to determine whether or not you are really and truly against stem cell research. And may I ask the question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here's the question. Okay. suppose in a place like South Korea, which is the current leader in stem cell research along with Israel, but suppose in South Korea they in fact do find a cure using stem cells for chronic diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's or spinal cord injury, and God forbid yourself or someone that's near and dear to you, a son, a daughter, a spouse, a parent, has one of these diseases, and you know that by using the cure that was discovered through the stem cell research, you would be able to keep your family members or yourself alive. Would you, in fact, then use that cure to help yourself or your family members?
Have you been able to ask this question of such opponents there in part of the political maneuvering?
Not yet. But you have to ask yourself the question of whether you would accept the cure. If you answer in the affirmative, well, then you're absolutely not against stem cell research. If you answer that you would allow your loved one to die rather than to accept this cure, then obviously you are truly against stem cell research.
Now, someone who is truly against stem cell research is Senator Sam Brownback from Kansas. And he has a bill pending in the U.S. Congress that would not only prohibit human cloning, but somatic cell nuclear transfer, and as far as I know, also the use of any additional embryos for stem cell research, and criminalize the activity of going to South Korea or Israel or the UK and coming back with having been treated with those products. You have any take on what he's proposing there?
Well, we actually in the state of Florida at one time we attempted to pass a law that would put $1 million penalty on somebody for trying to do stem cell research, I believe, and that was soundly defeated in the Senate. But nevertheless, I think that's not only is it short-sighted, but it just, I can't even respond to it. It's so ludicrous.
Okay. Finish up with what the provisions of your bill are, and then I want to talk about the politics of getting it passed. So you've talked about the two committees, the advisory committee and the oversight committee.
That is
and
correct.
The $15 million appropriation.
That is correct.
Is that going to be for the indefinite future or just
no,
for 1 year?
No,
it's
a 10-year program.
Oh, it's $15 million over 10 years. Is that right?
No, $15 million a year for 10 years.
So it's $150
million. However, you know, we start out that way.
Right.
And actually that money is basically seed money to start the program.
Right.
And once the program gets started, I would hope that we would have a public-private buy-in.
Right.
You know, through universities. And then I would hope that by virtue of the fact that we would have such a program, we would attract biomedical companies to the state of Florida.
Now, can this money be used for training biologists, or does it have to go to universities? Can it go to private companies? What are the parameters of that?
There's no limitation. As long as the research is being done in the state of Florida by Florida companies or Florida universities, the grants would be available to them if they were to be selected.
It's for research only, though, not for training purposes of the scientists to do the work?
You know what? We're not that specific into it. We say research.
Right.
But then we'd have to define what research means. It could also be training, I guess.
Okay. And again, the amount for that you've envisioned that's included in the bill is $15 million per year for 10 years.
That is correct. Now, that is subject to negotiation as we go through the filtering process in the legislature.
Okay, and does the bill include provisions as to who will own the intellectual property developed by this research?
Excellent question. I would imagine that you know, the state of Florida would have some ownership or some portion of ownership and would receive royalties.
Right.
And I would certainly imagine that there would be public-private ownership as well.
Okay. To what extent were you influenced in any way by the passage of Proposition 71 in California last November?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Well, I had introduced the stem cell research bill last year.
Right.
And when it went to committee, they told me, and they told me correctly, that the bill was not yet ready to be presented. It needed more work. And I went back and we worked on it.
What kind of changes did you make?
The original bill just said we want stem cell research and allocated dollars to it. This bill went into all the detail that I've just shared with you.
Okay. All right. So when do you expect that this bill will be ready to show the public, and when will it be introduced in the legislature?
Well, I'm going to be pre-filing this bill in September.
Okay.
As soon as it comes back from bill drafting until we make whatever revisions we have to make and do the tweaking we have to do, it'll go right back out and it'll be filed.
Okay. And is the legislature in session now?
No, we're going through committee weeks. The legislature actually does not get into real session until next year.
January?
In March.
March. Okay. So the earliest that the bill will be considered will be March 2006.
That is correct.
And what kind of reaction have you received from your fellow legislators, from the public, and from the media about your proposal?
Well, from legislators, I've received some support, some interest, and a lot of questions. And from the public, I've received lots of emails, lots of supportive phone calls. Every single one I've gotten so far has been supportive.
Okay.
Okay. And, of course, the media has picked up on the story and is running with it. So this is something that really is an issue that concerns people. The public is very smart. We recognize as Americans that not only when our government has an obligation to protect us, they also have to protect us from diseases and things like that. And by having the research and doing the research, that's how they protect us. I mean, good grief. If somebody, you think about it, Mark, if someone would have decided some time ago that it was inappropriate to do research on polio,
right?
What would have happened?
There'd be a lot more people who would have polio.
I'm afraid you're right.
Let me ask one more. Before we get into more of the politics, I wanted to ask you one more part about the provisions. It includes, you said, a provision prohibiting human cloning. Is that right?
That is correct.
Does it contain any provisions addressing the issue of somatic cell nuclear transfer, which involves the creation of embryos specifically tailored to include genetic material from other individuals, including possible patients or people to be treated by this, and those embryos that are created through that somatic cell nuclear transfer process are not brought to term as babies, but they're used to derive the stem cells in the same way that they're derived from embryos that were created for purposes of in vitro fertilization.
The only embryos that it addresses is the embryos derived from the in vitro fertilization.
So it doesn't outlaw or explicitly legalize that process.
Well, there is a ban on human cloning.
Right.
Okay. Now, if that
I'm sorry, is that a federal ban or a state ban or
a
what?
State ban.
All right.
Well, we're only, you know, we can only deal with state issues.
Does that state ban on cloning refer to what I'm calling somatic cell nuclear transfer for purposes of creating customizable stem cells, or does it only apply to in the sense of doing that process and then bringing the embryo to term?
I would say that would be banned under what we're talking about.
What the South Koreans did announce 6 weeks ago. To do that with the somatic cell nuclear transfer the Koreans did. That's banned under current Florida law. Do you understand that?
No, I don't think there's any rule under current Florida law. I don't know that there is any law banning stem cell research.
Oh, okay.
Of any kind.
But your bill doesn't address that.
No.
Okay. Where's Governor Jeb Bush on all this? Has he said anything? How do you expect? What role do you expect him to play in this political process?
Well, I don't expect to be receiving an invitation to dinner anytime soon.
Right.
But I read in the newspapers that he said that it holds out false hope.
Right. And how do you feel about his saying that, or how do you feel about that issue yourself?
Well, other newspapers reported that is a very, very large misstatement. And I don't know that he was quoted properly or not, but I don't believe he really said that. In any event, it holds out great hope. If you look at things, just what happened in Europe, there was a fellow who had cancer of the jaw.
Right.
And his jaw was removed.
Right.
He couldn't eat. He couldn't do anything. He actually reported that he wanted to die.
Right.
Subsequently, a doctor, using all different kinds of things, including stem cells, grew a new jaw in the man's back.
Right.
Okay. They put the jaw into his mouth, and he was able to eat a bratwurst sandwich. Now, I'm not quite clear what a bratwurst sandwich is.
Sounds heavy duty.
But I'm sure it will taste very good to the guy.
Yes.
And that sounds like real hope.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts about the debates swirling in Washington about, including Senator Brownback's bill, the bill that was passed by the House that Senator Frist now says with proper modifications he's willing to support, and a further bill from Senator Specter, Harkin, Kennedy, Feinstein that would legalize the somatic cell nuclear transfer process that talked about?
Anything that advances science and is controlled morally and ethically is a good thing for us. I don't want us going off and cloning replications of ourselves or building some kind of a superhuman being or something crazy like that. That's not what this is about. This is all about improving people's lives who are afflicted with debilitating diseases. Okay, so anything that we do that accomplishes that objective in a moral and ethical fashion is something that I'm in favor of.
All right. There's also a separate initiative underway to put a constitutional amendment on the 2006 state ballot.
Correct.
That also deals with embryonic stem cell research. What can you say about the content of that proposal and where it stands administratively or politically right now?
Well, I have not specifically read the proposal, so I don't know what it is, other than what I've read in the newspapers. And, it's a ballot initiative. The folks are out now trying to raise money to put this on the ballot. And it's unfortunate that every time something comes up that is of great importance to the state at large, we have to go to a ballot initiative rather than to get a hearing in the legislature.
Assuming that initiative includes goes further than what you're doing with your proposed legislation, in that it would either legalize and fund the kind of somatic cell nuclear transfer embryonic stem cell research that we've been talking about, will you support it? Would you support it?
Well, if a majority of the people want it and it's voted on, of course I would support it. That's what I do. I support what the people of the state want.
Could you say something about the what you envision as the division within the state legislature and within the state more generally about how the debate on this is going to proceed and what arguments you're going to make on your side?
Well, I wish I knew how it was going to proceed so I would be able to formulate my arguments.
Right.
I think it requires a tremendous amount of education. And, as soon as you say the word stem cell, the first word that comes back at you is, I'm against cloning.
Right.
Well, it's not about cloning. And I think that's the first hurdle to overcome.
Okay. And what kind of approaches are you hoping or planning to use to perform some of this educational outreach that you say is important?
Well, as long as we have the opportunity to have the bill heard in committee.
Right.
And give a fair hearing to the debate, we will continue to thrash the matter out until we come to a resolution on it. And I think it's not a question of if, it's a question of when we get the stem cell research. You know, there are things that you can't really hold back, and this is one of those things. It involves helping to make people's lives better.
So
how could you not be in favor of something that can save people's lives and help the citizens of your state?
Well, that's a rhetorical question that I'm not going to answer, but I'm sure the people of Florida will.
Of course.
So I want to thank you very much for talking to us, and I hope we can speak again as the process goes forward and get further information and get more data on how people are reacting and what the situation is and keep people as fully informed as possible about the issues involved here.
Thank you, Mark, and I certainly will always be available to you.
Good. Okay. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.